Our text today contains the Lord's words of institution. We hear them from 1 Corinthians 11, reading verses 24 through 26. Jesus said, as noted by Paul, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Most of us, maybe all of us, have at least once taken some kind of medication. I'm not referring to Tylenol or Tums. Think of having an infection to be treated by an antibiotic, a prescription drug from a pharmacy with a list of instructions and warnings. If you happen to be allergic to the drug, you have to know the signs of that and stop taking the medication. It could be that one kind of medication won't work if taken along with another medication, and you have contraindication going on. You may have to avoid certain types of food or limit your exposure to sunlight. The list goes on of all kinds of negative side effects, ranging from something minor, I suppose, like a stomach ache, to something major, the onset of cancer. This is not to say that we can't take medication to handle a medical issue going on, but bear in mind that there will never be a wonder pill out there that covers all the bases and gets us to 100% physically healthy in one dose or more than that. That being said, we should realize that the kind of result I just mentioned will have to wait until Jesus comes back. Meanwhile, as we age, physical decline is coming eventually, or maybe already. With each passing year, we're that much closer to our own death. And there's nothing anyone can do to stop that. No matter what medications are discovered, no matter what treatments are developed. Isn't it good to know then that your soul and our spiritual health are a much better story? We have at our disposal the life-saving treatment of baptism, followed by the powerful nutrition of the gospel fed to us in the meals of God's word, along with strong medication, I want to call it, in the form of Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. These three, the gospel in word and the two sacraments, are God's means of grace designed effectively to repair and restore what ails the soul. That's a mouthful. What ails the soul is common to all of us. We have the same problem of sin and its curse. It even includes something going on inside you, the human nature that's a constant enemy of God and his will, a constant breaker of God's commandments. You cannot disconnect yourself from that in this life. You can only fight against it. And we do, by faith, until we don't, because of weakness. That's when God steps in with his certain cure. It's the forgiveness of our sins, won by Christ, dispensed freely in the gospel. That forgiveness is the cure, because it's based completely on the sacrifice Jesus made to pay for all the sins of all the people. In fact, what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago is the active ingredient in the Lord's Supper. Think of it. When you take communion, when you receive that bread and wine, you are getting the body and blood of Christ. The same body and blood of Christ given into death for you. The same body and blood of Christ that paid the debt for you. One way to think of it is, I'm receiving not only that which the body and blood paid for, but the gifts that go with it. Forgiveness, salvation, not only promised, but delivered and assured to us. Consider something else. Unlike drugstore medications, the Lord's Supper, when taken properly, has no negative side effects. One benefit leads to another. When God applies His forgiveness to you in the gospel, the Holy Spirit is at work to make your faith stronger in Christ, to renew your hope of eternal life. With stronger faith and hope comes a stronger connection to God that empowers you to talk to Him more, to pray to your Father more fervently, more confidently. It also empowers you to go and do what He tells you to do more faithfully, more frequently. Forgiveness from God brings a stronger faith, and your stronger faith will bear more fruit. That's the trajectory of your spiritual health, a path of blessing from the sacrament received to the Christian life lived. This weekend's worship services will include communion as a great way to take the best medication there is. Let's do that by following the instructions. I'm grouping them under three R's. The first one is recognize. Recognize that the body and blood of Christ are being received by you with the bread and wine. Secondly, repent. Repent of your sins, realizing that that's the reason why you need the sacrament again. Third thing, receive. Receive by faith the remission of sins as the remedy from God. There's a fourth thing. Remember. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said. Paul echoes that in verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. With all that in mind, and the last day in view, we pray. Dear Father in heaven, bless us in our use of the sacrament, our remembrance of Christ crucified. Cause it to strengthen our faith so that we lay hold of the certainty of our salvation found only in Him who died for us and rose again. Amen. We close our worship today with hymn 288. Stanzas 3 and 4. Stanzas 3 and 4, hymn 288.